Nothing But the Truth podcast with Honest John.
Hi, everybody. Honest John here. I'm an atheist, part of a small but growing minority in the United States and in the world. Naturally, since I don't believe in God, I don't believe that he was involved in the creation of any religion or the inspiration for any books. As far as I'm concerned, there's no such thing as a holy book. Those books were written by men, flawed, imperfect men, and those flaws and imperfections carry over into those books. Now, there's a lot of good stuff in the books. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Love your neighbor. Help the poor. Thou shalt not kill. But there's also a lot of crap. A perfect example of that is, according to the God's law in the Old Testament, that lasted for quite a long time, by the way, a rapist could get out of being punished for rape by marrying the woman that he raped. Now, that's a hell of a thing to do to a woman who's just been victimized by a rapist, to force her to marry that guy and live with him for the rest of her life. But that was God's law. You would think that a all-knowing, perfect being would see just how stupid that was. And there's a lot of other crap in those books. And that's why one person can read those books and become a philanthropist, and another person can read the same books and become a terrorist. The way a religion is practiced simply reflects the character of the people who practice it. Now, I'll give you another example of how that works. The story of Onan. Now, once again, we have a very weird law that God kind of approved of back in the Old Testament. And that was this. See, Onan's brother married a woman, but he died before he could consummate the marriage. And according to God's law at the time, it became Onan's duty to consummate the marriage. Now, this law nowadays would be thought of as bizarre and immoral, but that was God's law back then, and it lasted for a very long time. Now, Onan, he didn't want to have anything to do with her. He certainly didn't want to have children by her. So he was doing his duty consummating the marriage, but he pulled out and spilled his seed on the ground. And God got mad and punished Onan for that. Now, that's not the end of it. This bizarre and obscure biblical story is used by modern-day Christians to say that God is against birth control and abortion. So, see, you can take a Bible story and you can read it and you can interpret it to say anything that you want it to. That's why, for example, racists, who are very often church-going people, there's a lot of racists in the southern evangelical churches. And what they do is they use the Bible to justify their racism. They will tell you, for example, that black skin is the mark of Cain. Even though it never says in the Bible what exactly the mark of Cain is, they'll tell you, oh, it's that black skin. That's the mark of Cain. And that's an excuse to treat black people the way they do. The truth about religion is that not only does it not make you a better person, but it's often used to justify people's worst instincts and horrible actions. Thanks for listening.